As I'm sure we all know, the Windrush scandal has affected our community in unspeakable ways, devastating ways, including in relation to the five themes that we are going to be examining in this conference today. So, what I would like us to do is I would like us to listen to some testimony from members of our community. And I'm hoping that you will be able to hear these when I play them. The first one is coming from a gentleman called Sam Stewart, who discusses with us, who was able to discuss with us quite lovely, the impact of the Windrush scandal on his health.
What do you because you know you said that it had a big effect on your health. You know, you had to have
Oh yes, with this, you know, as I was telling a lot of people, with being well, I know up in Manchester, every black man they got this stigma, don't want to look weak. Yeah, so I hid that. Because when I used to go to appointments, and you know you're there panicking and you're bits at the waist, and you know, and they could say 20 minutes, "Oh, Mrs. Stewart, are you? I've got the right. Have you got right to hospital?" I got asked twice after, "Are you eligible for hospital treatment?" I was worried that they might ask me that because deep down I know I was eligible, but the way they changed the laws, I mean. So anyway, I was concerned, and through that, my heart rate was racing a lot because of the worry that I'm going to get found out. Not because I'm illegal, but because they might think I'm illegal. You get me? So all those worries and stress, because I end up asking doctors and they said to me, yes, stress, worry does cause you to have arrhythmia that could kill. Hence the pacemaker and the heart monitor. I've got two in my chest. So the things I could do, like going to the gym, running, I can't do no more. I mean, but that's not the worst part. The worst part is the stress, the worry, when will this get sorted? Because when I'm going to hospital, I have to deal with keeping quiet. They used to ask me, Mr. Sir, I've got problems at home. I said, no. Are you sure? Yes. Which was a lie because is when you wake up at night and realize the situation in, you end up getting palpitations.
Really powerful testimony there from Sam Stewart. And I think, you know, as we all know, members of the Windrush generation were denied access to healthcare. And, you know, just for just general health, but also the stress and the fear and the anxiety that the scandal induced in those who were affected by it also meant that it affected their daily lives, which had devastating consequences for some of us. The next video that I'm going to show you talks a bit about the importance of education, which is again one of the other themes that we are going to be looking at today. So I'd just like you to hear from Mavis Clark and Donald Biggs about their views on the importance of their experience of education, but also the importance of education for our community.
What was that question, Jerome?
Let's see, so there are five themes of the conference: education, health, criminal justice, and work. How do you think that, you know, this experience, how did it affect those other areas of your life?
Education, like as I said to you before, knowledge is power. As a young black man, I went to school in the, you know, in the UK, Manchester. I went. I even went to. I even went to. Went to. You know. Went to school. I went to college. But all through that, I didn't learn anything. The only time when my eyes opened was 1986, when I went to, I joined a thing called the Black Access course, and I did Black History, and it opened my eyes. And from the first, you know, some things I read before and I knew, but I didn't really know what the meant and the impact. That's when I understand. And I think, to me, the most important thing is education. If we can get our young people to be educated, you know, then they've got a good chance of finding jobs and everything else will fall into place. But without education, you know, there's nothing, you're lost, yeah?
Can I just say on that, from following up from what Donald's did, my experience was different. I only shared the other day that when from I was surprised when I watched a program which was a follow-up from Black Lives Matter about the same teenagers who, you know, they're in the 20s or the 60s, you know, in their early 20s, and they're telling their story from when they first experienced racism. And they were, and really and truly, I'm 58 years of age, and I was like seeing a double of myself when this girl was talking, or all of them was talking about when they experienced it. I was four or five, and I can remember that far back, and being, you know, being hauled up by the teacher to read a book. And because I couldn't read the word, I was sent to the sandpit to go and play. And I remember, well, at first I was thinking, oh, good, I'm playing in the sandpit, you know, get out of reading. You know, as a child, you're thinking, oh, I can play in the sandpit. But as time went on, it was every single time. And then I started to feel like, you know, I didn't understand the feeling. I just felt like I wasn't part of the class.
Okay. So hearing those testimonies, and the importance of them, the purpose of this conference is to think about and to open up a conversation and look at what has been, what is, and what will be. The title Burning Work came from this idea that what we are doing is looking at obviously intergenerational struggles that have been generated by the Windrush scandal, as well as pre-existing inequalities that affect our community, and examining those, what led to those, and also looking forward to how we can continue to build a new future or new futures for our community coming out of this scandal in the wake of Windrush. So I just wanted to take this time to kind of focus our minds on this and what the purpose of this conference is, and why Windrush Defenders Legal sets it up for us in conjunction with the organizations I mentioned at the beginning, because this is burning work. It is work that is current, and it is work that is urgent. And we're hoping that we can continue with that here today.